Imagine one messy sketch, one quick scribble on a napkin, suddenly stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. A thumb hovers, a person taps, reads, and then clicks. That one mark turns into a week's posts, an email header, an ad thumbnail, and a landing hero.
Wait, that really happens?
Yes, when a sketch carries a clear story, it becomes a visual thread people recognize across platforms. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors. This is the Tools of the Imagination. I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios, and with me is Wendy, your co-pilot for turning sketches into systems that scale.
Hey everyone, glad you're here. Quick preview. We'll show why a single sketch is a content engine, the exact tools and tiny automations to make assets fast, and how to sequence those assets so they attract, engage, and convert.
Okay, let's start with the why. A sketch is shorthand for story.
What do you mean by story in one sketch?
Hidden in a quick line are narrative beats: protagonist, problem, benefit, setting. If you name those beats, you get hooks for headlines, captions, and subject lines. For example, a sketch of a cup with a sunbeam isn't just coffee. It becomes morning clarity for someone selling a productivity ritual. That shift from object to story is where leverage lives.
Right.
But how do you keep that narrative on brand when clients have strict rules?
We use 5 quick decision rules in studio. Pick one brand pillar, limit the palette to a core color plus neutrals, choose a single typographic voice, keep contrast consistent, and always test its thumbnail size first. Constraints like that turn chaos into repeatable assets.
I have to push back. Constraints can feel suffocating. I've seen designers freeze at only one color.
Totally. I've watched that freeze happen. The trick is to reframe the rule into a playful prompt. Instead of "use only blue," say "use blue like it's telling a secret." Suddenly, it's a puzzle to solve, not a prison.
That phrasing helps. Give us one tiny micro exercise to flip a suffocating constraint into a spark.
Try the 10-minute thumbnail. Pick the sketch, limit yourself to one color and neutrals, make a thumbnail-sized crop, and post it. The limit forces decisions and momentum. One small win, and creativity opens back up.
Nice. Okay, tools. Walk us through what listeners can actually do without visuals.
3 lanes: analog prompts, layered raster vector tactics, and small automations. Start analog. Speak the prompts out loud. Say them with me. Who is this for? What feeling does this spark? What's the one action I want them to take?
Repeat those ones if you're driving the process. Who is this for? What feeling does this spark? What's the one action I want them to take?
Answering out loud forces concrete copy. Next, layered raster vector. Photograph or scan the sketch, make a mood raster for texture and color wash, then overlay a vector pass for crisp logos and CTA elements. Raster gives emotion, vector gives legibility and scale.
Give us one automaton we can set up in 10 minutes. Lazy but powerful.
3-step automation you can set up quickly. 1. Create a master file with raster mood layer and vector overlay. 2. Add an export action that outputs 3 sizes: thumbnail, social crop, hero, each with a brand overlay. 3. Use a Zapier or Make workflow to drop those exports into a drafts folder in your scheduler. That saves time and makes A/B testing frictionless.
I worry about over-automating and losing nuance. How do you keep the handcrafted feel?
Balance. Keep the master file intentionally manual. Composition tweaks, tiny hand-drawn imperfections, color nudges. Those stay human. Automate the boring stuff. Exports, resizing, templated overlays. Think of automation as your studio assistant doing the heavy lifting, so you can make the tiny, high-impact choices.
Let's ground this with a short case. Numbers help people believe.
We had a wellness coach with one-line sketch of a person and a sunrise. We pulled three beats: daily ritual, small wins, clarity. Week one, hero image with the sketch and headline, start small, show up. Week two, a testimonial carousel built from vignettes of the sketch. Week three, a short animated ad revealing lines and text. Week four, a landing hero with a CTA tied to that emotional hook. Result, a 27% lift in ad click-throughs and a 14% rise in newsletter signups because the visual thread was recognizable across touchpoints.
Timeline question. Was that produced in 4 weeks or prepped in a batch?
We prepped the master file in an afternoon, set exports the next morning, then executed weekly with one-hour creative sessions. Front-load the craft, iterate quickly after that. Momentum comes from the first thoughtful afternoon of work.
Quick checklist. What should listeners do this week to test this?
Three moves. One, pick a sketch and answer the three voice prompts out loud. Two, make a fast master file, one mood raster, one vector overlay. Three, set one export action to create thumbnail, social crop, and hero size. Run that as a micro campaign for a week and measure click-through or signups.
Imagination break. 1 minute. Close your eyes if you can and feel the pen tip on the paper. Notice the tiny wobble that makes the line human. Picture a simple door, slightly ajar. Now silently list 5 asset ideas from that one line. A mystery teaser thumbnail, an email header titled Open Possibility, a testimonial revealed like a doorway, a 10-second story ad with the door swinging, and a landing hero with a clear CTA. Ready? 1 minute.
Most people find 5 solid starts in 60 seconds once they train the muscle. That conversion, visual cue to content idea, is the core skill.
Fast bullet style recap. 1. Start with story, not detail. 2. Use a simple layered file, mood raster plus crisp vector overlay. 3. Automate exports, but keep the master file handcrafted.
If you try one thing this week, do the 10-minute thumbnail test. Make a thumbnail, post it, track engagement. Want the worksheet and export templates? Register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download the episode kit and follow along. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.
Thanks for digging in with us. If this sparked an idea, subscribe, leave a review, and if you're up for it, share a sketch. We'll feature a few in the next episode.
Until next time, keep designing. Keep dreaming. And keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.